1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Ma'amer. There is a malacha of ma'amer. Now, ma'amer is gathering the fruits. You gather them together. Exactly what ma'amer is, there's a million things in ma'amer. Let's just see what it says here. I'm a rabbi. If you look, there must be another girsa here. What's the little gimel?
Rabba.
Why is there different girsas? I'll tell you in a minute. Why is there different girsas here? I'm a rabbi. Or rabba. We'll see. Haiman the kanif milcha memilchasa. Someone who gathers together salt from a salt thing. That means they would make a little canal going from the ocean, and they would put ocean water in, and they would put it in the sun, and it would melt the water, and yalla, you have salt, right? That's called a milchasa. You got sea salt. Okay? That's the milk, we got sea salt. And the sea salt is just spread out all over the place. The water just evaporated and had salt. So someone kind of milkasa. So someone gathers together the salt and puts the salt into one salt ball. It snowballs into a salt ball. So one salt ball. That's ma'amer. That's ma'amer. You're taking a whole bunch of stuff that's separate and putting it together. Abaya Amar ain't even with El Begdule Karka. Abaya holds, no, ma'amer is only Begdule Karka. Not Begdule Karka, there's no ma'amer.
So which
malacha
will be?
What? It won't be any malacha.
It's not
Shabbat. No, that means you could do it on Shabbat. Only you can do it karka. If you're not doing karka, you can do it on Shabbos. Now, why is there a change here from Rava to Abaya? Many, many, many Rishonim paskin like Abaya here. With ein imur ela b'gur karka. You know? So if it's Rava, what's your kasha? If it's Rava? If it's Rava, this is not one of the. What? This is not Yal Kagan. We know that you pass like Rava, like Abaya, only Yal Kagan. This is not one of the Yal Kagan. So how can you pass like Abaya? So many people pass like Abaya. How does this, so therefore, they say that it wasn't Rava, it was Rabba. There's no rule, Rabba of Abaya, halacha k'Rabba. Rava and Abaya halacha k'Rabba. Or, if it is Rava, if the Rishonim that had the gears of Rava have to pass the Rava. And there's always ma'amer, even by not to do a character. So it depends. Either most Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch is questioning the Rambam, what the Rambam holds. A big question, what the Rambam holds. Most Rishonim hold Ein Imu El B'dir Karka, Rav Zabaya. The ones that say Havach Kabaya, they must say that the Gemara is not Rava, it's Rava. The ones who say it's Rava must say it's Rava. They must say it's Rava. Now, we're not getting into Ma'amer now. I'm not giving time, I just want to give you an idea about the different facets of ma'amer that come up in all the Rishonim. We're going to learn, hopefully we'll learn about ma'amer this year. But what is ma'amer? What is ma'amer? Is ma'amer just gathering stuff? Let's say ma'amer gedulei karka. Ma'amer gedulei karka. If, let's say I have a farm and I have apple trees. And if apples fell down Shabbos, it's mukzah. Let's say it fell down Erev Shabbos, right? Now, if they fell the Erev Shabbos, I want to go take apple. Might I take apple? Yes. Am I allowed to gather the apples into one pile? That seems to be ma'amer. This is a big machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim say, I'm allowed to. Because ma'amer is only when you make it into one. You have to make it into one bushel. For example, it has to be apples in a basket. It has to be hay tied up. It has to be made into one. If it's not made into one, so if I made a pile, it's still just a pile of separate pieces. Piles are not ma'amer. So they hold, most people hold that piles are not ma'amer. Just in a basket is not for the pile. The basket's a basket. If I tie it up, that's tied up. But just bunch is not called ma'amer. Yes.
And what's the distinction between a pile and a basket?
What?
What's the distinction between a pile and a basket? The convenience? And what's the problem?
When they're not, there's something you have to hold them together to be ma'amer. They have to be a togetherness. Together, ma'amer is not a pile. Ma'amer is, I put them together. That's how I harvest them.
How
I put them
the
together. What?
How they do it in the mission?
Nobody knows. It was either they took it with a rope and tied it around and put it in a basket. But playing a pile, there's nothing to be machab with them. You have to have a chibur.
So if it's in the back of a wagon?
What?
It's in a wagon? Is that considered a pile or a basket?
Now, I don't know the shurim of a basket, because to me, a wagon is a big basket. So how big a basket are we talking about? I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't say. Yes?
Like those Rishon that hold like a baye, that would say it's a buyer's problem.
Yeah.
Would they say there's a desire to be bothered by things that are not good in the cargo?
Yes. Yes. That you have to get into when you get to ma'ana. But there is a drug on it. Yes. What? So if we pass in a gabaya, you could clean up that though. Really. If you're passing like Rava, there might be a Shaila in cleaning up that though. But even if you hold Ein Im would ever be Dule Karka, only the Dule Karka, and Ma'amer. Oh, I'm just being ahead of myself. I just want to just get with that this sugya. So therefore, what do you do by the salt? What happens by the salt? So I'm not a salt guy, like I'm not a farmer, I'm not a salt man. But all we show them say, you just put it together. So they all ask, what malacha did you do here? There's no chibur to the salt. The salt's not tied up, and the salt's not in a basket. The salt was in a pile. So why is this usher? Is everyone with me? So I say something very interesting. The best example is a snowball. Let's say you make a snowball, right? That you are, by crushing things together, that is its chibur, by crushing it together, by making it into, like, say, a ball. So they say. So they say that's also ma'amer with the chibur. When you crush the salt together and make it into a bar of salt, that is ma'amer. I make it all together, crushing it into a bar of salt. That's ma'amer, or into a salt ball. Yes. What? Did you ever see anybody do milchasa? What do you mean? You know, like, we're talking about then the milchasa. What? How did they collect salt? They said they collect the salt by doing that. That's how they collect the salt.
That's not called gilu mekarka.
What?
That's not called gilu mekarka. Salt.
Salt is not called gilu mekarka.
Sand is whether it's from the ocean.
But salt cannot grow, not grow. Salt doesn't grow. No, but it doesn't grow. Salt doesn't grow.
But I'm saying it's from the ground.
See, it's not from the ground. What? But so now, besides that, just so you should know, in Ma'amer, there's a big machlokes rishonim, really big machlokes rishonim. Does it, is it only the makam gedulo or not the makam gedulo? Does it have to be in its place or not in its place? Even if you hold ein imu el b'din karka, but if a bunch of apples spilled in your kitchen, you had apples and you were taking out apples and they all spilled, and you gather them up together and you put them in a bowl, that should be ma'amar. That should really be ma'amar. But most Rishonim hold, some people say the Rambam holds like that, but it's not makom gedula. It's not in the place where it grew. Ma'amar is a malacha of harvesting. Where do you harvest? In the place that it grows. In not the place that it grows, it's not ma'amar. So in the place where it's not coming from, it's not ma'amar. That's what most people hold. Okay. Who was it? Just to go on just 1 minute from your question. I don't want to get into everything. There's a million things. Now's not the time. But this that he says, Ein imu ela b'gedula karka, right? The side of him means only salt and not only salt. Right now I can't figure it out exactly if it's only that he's only arguing about salt for some reason. I'm not sure. Okay, that's ma'amar. Okay, let's go on. Vadosh. Tana. I need you guys for this because, again, I'm not a farmer. Tana. Hadash, if you're Dutch. Tamanafes, if you're Menafes. Now, what's Menafes? It's not the same Menafes of our Mishnah, but Menafso, because the Menafso in our Mishnah is almost Semer. What is Semer? Well, Menafes here is talking about what? Pishon. What's Pishon? Flax. It seems when you harvest flax from flax, whatever it is, you have to beat out the seeds out of the flax. So that is type of a dush. Menafet by flax. Nafet. Menafet is almost the same thing as nafet, but that's talking about what? Cotton. Cotton. So if you had cotton, the same thing. There's impurities in cotton, and you beat impurities out of the cotton. Now, I didn't see a picture of this. It says with a bow. Now, I don't know what a bow means, but they did it with a bow. I catch it. I don't know, but these are all types of dush. They're all types of dush. They're all one malacha. They're all the same malacha. They're the malacha of dush. When it says kula malacha achasen, what does it always mean? You do all the halamacha, you chayv once. That is the point of these gemaras. You do all the halamacha, you chayv once. And we'll go on. Then we have Hazora, Habora, Hatokhen, Lumraket. Now this isn't the easy piece of Gemara. This is not an easy piece of Gemara. Zora. How do you do Zora? What is Zora? What is Zora? Zora was done after what?
After Dush.
So you did Dush. What do you do when you did Dush? You crush it. You crush it when you Dush. What do you crush?
All the stalks
and the grain came out of the stalks. Then you did Zora. What's Zora? You throw it up in the air, and the stalks fly away, and the grain falls down. Basically, what you do? Separate it. What you do by dash, separated. Then you get boer. Then even after it falls down, you pick out different impurities. What do you do when you pick out different impurities?
Separate.
Hamarake. And then you take tochen, then you ground it, you make flour, and then marake. Then you put it into a sifter and you sift it out the impurities. Again, what did you do? Separate. Separate. The token is not separate. Because it's going according to the mission. The mission, the word in the mission. But you're not talking about token there. Thank you, Gemara. Hanu Zora, Hanu Bora, Hanu Merakid. Zora, Bora, and Merakid are all the same thing. They're all separate. You see, Dush is a little different. Dash is taking out. But so it's taking out one thing from another. Zora, Bora, and Merake are all separations, all separating. So what's the kasha? Let's see, let's see what Rashi says. Hanu Zora, Hanu Bora, Hanu Merake. Hainu kamo heininu. What are these? Kromar, the mafugu, who tan, the masnis, the lakas. Why do you separate these between Abbas Morachos? Now, kul and Moracha akasin, they're all the same Moracha. The mafresh ochel and the psolus. Your mafresh ochel from psolus. That's what you're doing. So, why is it three Morachos? Mafresh ochel and psolus. Why is it three Morachos? Dr. Gemara. Abai Varava, the Amitavaya. Abai Rava both say, "Come milsu to have a mishkan, afagaf ikid damile chashivle." If you did it in the mishkan, it's a malacha. Even though they look alike, even though they sound alike, even though they separation, but there were three distinct malachos in the mishkan. If it was distinct malachos in the mishkan, they are called af malachos. They are distinct malachos. If you did it distinctly in the mishkan, it's a distinct halacha. Okay. Back to Gemara. V'lichshev nami kodesh. Why do we mention kodesh? Now, what is kodesh? Can you tell what kodesh is in English? What? What are you pounding?
Grinding the seed together like a mortar and a pestle.
What?
It's a mortar and a pestle. It's like a bowl and it's like a stem. It's like, sort of grinding, it's like mashing it in a bowl.
Isn't it just separating
them? Okay. Anyway, but what is it really? You've all heard of whole wheat bread and white bread, right? You've all heard of whole wheat bread. What's different between whole wheat bread and white bread?
Whole wheat bread. One still has the
now.
It's unrefined.
Let's unrefine. What is really whole wheat bread? Now, for those of us who are farmers again, when wheat grows, it grows in a stalk, right? You take the kernel. You take the kernel of wheat out of the stalk. That is, what's that called? Take the kernel of wheat out of the stalk. What's that called? Dutch. That's Dutch. Then you have the piece of wheat. On the piece of wheat, there's something on the piece of wheat. It has a name in English. What's it called?
Germ,
whatever it is. And the piece of wheat is the real wheat is in that. Now, if you grind it while that's still on, it's whole wheat bread. If you take that off, what? Okay, so when we take in Kodesh, what do we take them off? You're taking off the little covering. Yeah, you're taking the little covering off the seed. Whole wheat bread, you grind it with it. White bread, you grind it without it. Okay? What? But Kodesh takes off the little covering on the sea. Now, Kodesh is a Malacha. Why is it mentioned in the Mishkan? I mean, why is it mentioned? Why isn't Kodesh a Malacha? Because they did this stuff. So why isn't Kodesh a Malacha? Now, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Is it the brand?
The brand.
The brand, right? Oh, how do you turn this on?
What's up?
So really, the kernel has three distinct parts, the bran, endosperm, and germ.
Yeah, I was going to say, the white bread is only the endosperm, but the whole wheat has bran and endosperm.
Okay, so it looks like this. And this is, I don't know where it went.
The bran is an outer layer.
This stuff here, if you can see it. This in is the germ, and that's the white bread. Then you get the endosperm and bran, and that makes whole wheat bread. Kodesh, you would get rid of this and take out this little zah. Okay? Now you're arguing on Google?
These things are like wrong. Like the flour is made from wheat berries.
Oh, that's the line. That's the line. Anyway, that's what it looks like. And when you do Kodesh, you do that. That's a real malacha. Kodesh, Kodesh is a real malacha. Zot Rashi. Rashi Nami Kodesh. Chitin b'machteshes. You put the chitin in something called the machteshes. V'hazir kli pasan. You take off the bran and the endosperm. The Havabit Migdash, you did this in the Beis Hamikdash also, with Samamanim. Samamanim also had this. The Samamanim and the Mish also had this. Elav, and Rashi continues. So what's the Kasha? Rashiv Nami Kodesh. The Rashi, what's the Kasha? Elav, Mishum the Dami Ladash. The reason it's not there, it is just like Dash. What does Dash do? Take out the whole thing. And what does this do? Take out the little thing there, but it's doing the same thing as dash. So the reason why I didn't say it is because it's like dash. The high nami mifrika malbashu. This is also, so since it's like dash, it doesn't say it. So what's the kasha?
But that's exactly what the question is.
Very good. So what's the question according to Rashi? This is very important. So what's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying here? Rashi saying, Kodesh. And it doesn't say Kodesh. So now, I would say, why doesn't it say Kodesh? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi brings this, how does Rashi bring this kasha? Does anyone say Rashi brings this kasha? Yeah?
So, I think that's the opposite way. Like, why does it mention all three?
Very good. If it doesn't mention Kodesh, only Dash, that means it doesn't mention things that are the same. So why is it mentioning these three if they're the same? Rashi takes this kasha for some reason, and Rashi makes a much bigger kasha out of it. Rashi, why don't you say what? You should say two. If you say three, you should have two. Also Kodesh. If you don't say Kodesh with Dash, then you shouldn't have one of the other three. And this is very important because there's a Rashi later that counts like this. We have to understand what that Rashi says, this counting. But this is the question according to Rashi. For some reason, Rashi doesn't take the question the way it says it. But when I first learned this Gemara, I said, just like, okay, mention those are Kodesh. For some reason, Rashi, that's not the question. Rashi's saying that Kodesh is like Dutch. And Kodesh is not mentioned. So what's the Kasha? The kasha. So why are the other ones mentioned? Why are, we have Zora, Bore, and Merake? Yes.
No, I thought it's Bore.
Why? We're talking about Dash right now. What's the closest thing to Kodesh?
Dash. You're not being. You're not thinking of
We're taking something out of it. We're taking something out of its covering. That's what we're doing.
In order to get just something that you want.
Yeah, that's dush.
But that's also borer.
But dush is far from borer because dush is taking off a covering. It's very different than regular borer. Not separate. You see, dush is not separating. Dush is taking something out of its covering.
So I don't understand why you're bringing dush into the conversation
with borer. What?
Right,
what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Hainu Borer, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakeh. They're all the same. Why are they all the same? They're all separating. So, what's the answer in the Gemara? Because it's distinctly different in the Mishkan. They did this. Well, they did Kodesh in the Mishkan, which is the same as Dush, and it's not mentioned. So we see when something is the same, it's not mentioned. That's how Rashi learns the question. Rashi makes a lovely question out of this. For some reason.
It's a
toldot
according to Rashi.
What?
It seems like it's a toldot.
How do you see this in Rashi?
Because he says that it's the same thing as Dash. Since Dash is already considered Chashiv, that's the same thing as the Gan Mafrika.
It's an av. It's like anything that's the same as an av, like we said before. Adash, hamanafet, hamanafet, all of those. Yeah, anyway, let's see what Rashi says. It's a hard thing to do. But that's how Rashi learns this kasha. And once we know how Rashi learns the kasha, we're able to understand the Rashi further. Balefa kadam hanak, but we'll see. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Shkei ani ochel pita. Oh, yeah, ani eats holy bread. So, regarding ani, there's no such malacha. Aniyim don't do kodesh. Aniyim don't do that. Aniyim eat holy bread. Why do aniyim eat holy bread?
What? It's like a black bread that these
cheaper. Well, it's more filling. It's more filling.
It's time-saving and less expensive.
It's healthier when you don't have other things to eat, and you get more. When you take out only the little thing, you grind that, then you have half the amount. When you grind everything together, you get twice as much. So aniyim get twice as much bread out of their wheat than their shears. But it's not white bread. White bread is crushed. Like it says, you know, we don't do this anymore. And it says that on Shabbos, your challah is supposed to be chashev for Shabbos. It's supposed to be white bread and not all wheat bread. And because we got a chavit Shabbos, you know, don't tell it to me that where I eat all wheat challah or six grain challah or that, everything. You know? And every time I do it, I'd say, hey, it's not white challah. But it's supposed to be, the Maisa, it says that it's supposed to be white chava. It's the chava Shabbos, it's supposed to be like an usher in Shabbos. But you go into a really good bakery, like I have a good bakery in Fort Bradsmith, the holy chava costs more than the white chava.
What?
I don't know why. But, which toast was? Oh, we'll see. We'll see in one second. Let's see. We'll get to that. But let's see what Rashi says. And this is the Rashi that everyone argues about this Rashi. Let's learn it ourselves and see how we learn the Rashi. Oh, it's time. Oh, I'm sorry. I will learn the Rashi on Sunday. Because this Rashi is very important. We have to learn this Rashi